AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. It's a historic step in the U.S. relationship with Cuba. An hour from now, President Obama will announce that Washington and Havana have agreed to open embassies in each other's capitals. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the path was cleared by an agreement allowing American diplomats in Havana at least some freedom of movement.
The exact nature of the Cuban assurances isn't yet clear, but U.S. officials say those will give whoever represents America in Havana the ability to interact with the Cuban people. The administration's insisted U.S. diplomats get the same rights to talk to average Cubans, even dissidents, that they have in other foreign countries, even dictatorships that America profoundly disagrees with.
We are hearing from a law enforcement source that the fire that destroyed a black church north of Charleston, South Carolina, was not arson. 20 years ago, the Ku Klux Klan burned down this church. Our Meg Kennard is in South Carolina.
There have been a wave of church fires across the South, at least a half a dozen in recent days. And because of all of these events coming so close together, authorities have been investigating each one, and so far they don't seem related. And today, at least, this one does not appear to have been intentionally set.
We should learn more from a news conference scheduled to start right about now. Struggling Greece is trying desperately to get more financial aid from its creditors, appearing to cave in to their demands, even offering concessions now. But some European officials say it's not good enough. The Greek people will vote on Sunday on whether to accept budget cuts in exchange for loans. Meanwhile, overseas stock markets rose today. The Dow is up 168 points. A new private survey finds that businesses added jobs at a pretty strong pace in June. This is AP Radio News. As of today, career training programs must prove that their graduates will earn enough money to repay their student loans. Our Matt Small is on this story.
New Education Department rules take effect today for colleges offering career training programs. Graduates have to be able to earn enough money to repay their student loans, or a school risks losing access to financial aid. Supporters say the regulations are needed to rein in for-profit colleges, which they say have preyed on low-income minorities because of their eligibility for federal assistance. But industry backers say they're being unfairly targeted under the government's math. In general, annual loan payments shouldn't exceed a fifth of a graduate's discretionary income, or 8% of total earnings. Matt Small, Washington.
A tanker truck crashed, flipped over, and caught fire this morning in Ohio. Authorities shut down two highways in the area west of Columbus. Nobody seriously hurt that we know of. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.